My name is Michael Farrow. I'm going to be talking about clay pigeon shooting. I first got into clay pigeon shooting when I was about 11 years old. I was invited by a friend of the family to a local club, and I experienced it there. They took me clay pigeon shooting with what is called a semi-automatic shotgun, which is a single-barreled shotgun that contains three cartridges in the gun. And I had a lot of fun and a lot of experience shooting it. I shot terribly. I think I shot about 2 out of 60 clays that day. And I was only 11, so I was barely able to hold the gun. And I bruised my shoulder, and it turned purple and yellow for about 2 weeks afterwards. However, I was completely hooked. I'm now 29. I've been doing it every other week since. It involves going down to a club in a local field near where I live, and then we set up all of the clays and all of the clay machines. So you have two types of clay machines. You have a manual one where a person sits on it and pulls the lever back, puts a clay on the machine, and then pulls a trigger and it fires it off. And you also have an automatic one, which is a mechanical device powered by a battery, which is button powered, and you can set that to fire as many as you want simultaneously. So the process of a day shooting is we go down at about 8 o'clock in the morning and we set the shoots up. We shoot a 60 bird shoot, 10 clays per stand, so that's 6 stands that we set up, and you have to drag the traps out in the cold, the wet, the rain, the sometimes sunny environment, and it's very much just set up in a plain field. There's no structures, there's no setup that we really require, and we angle the traps to fire multiple different types of clays. The types of clays you can get are large mother birds or small baby birds that go inside and they drop out between. You also have rabbits that run along the ground, and you have clays called standard that are the standard clays that we use, and we can set them up into multiple different angles. So you have going away, where it comes from behind you, and then obviously goes away from you. You have incoming, which is incoming towards you. You have a left to right and a right to left, and then you have also quartering, which is going at a 45 degree angle from the shooter. Normally I shoot a 12 gauge shotgun, which is the standard shotgun for in the UK. You also get an 8 gauge and a 20 gauge, but and this is really to do with the diameter of the shotgun itself. And I shoot cartridges that contain about 150 balls of shot. When doing clay pigeon shooting, it's important to remember safety as well. It's obviously a very dangerous sport when considering that we're using live ammunition and firearms. And there are certain aspects that you must always consider when shooting. So there's a gun line, which the shooter is the only person to move beyond, and everyone has to stand behind it. There's obviously a rigorous setup and requirements around who can shoot, where they can shoot, and who has to stand in front of the gun, or who is in line. You can do multiple different types of shooting. So you have one called skeet, which is where you're standing in a semicircle with two towers on either end of the semicircle, and they cross the birds as you move around the semicircle. The skeet is actually what is competed at Olympic level, and the UK actually won a gold at the latest Olympics, which shows how popular a sport it is in this country and around the world. You also have other types of shooting, which include something called down the line, where a machine is placed about 15 foot in front of you and is on an oscillation, so it moves from left to right and up and down, and shooters stand in a line of about 5 and call pull, and obviously there's a randomness element to the cartridge, to the clay being released. It can go anywhere between a 45 degree angle of left and right and 20 degrees up and down. So obviously you can call pull on one bird and it can go to the left low, you can call pull a couple of seconds later and it can go high to the right. So obviously there's that randomness and element there that's meant to emulate shooting, because clay pigeon shooting itself is a safe and repeatable method of actual pigeon shooting, which is a sport that still happens in this country. But obviously it's easier to set up clay pigeon shooting, it's easier to run a clay pigeon shooting site than it is to shoot actual pigeons.